Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. About 9 miles up lake from the town of Chelan, located on Lake Chelan's south shore, the areas of First Creek, Bear Mountain, Navarre Coulee, and Winesap share a common history. Separated by topography, the trails, wagon roads, and steamboats on the lake were shared by all for access to markets and adjoining communities. First Creek takes in the drainage area from Stormy Mountain to Lakeshore. This area was the hunting grounds for the Wapato Indians from across the lake in what is now Manson. Where First Creek flows into Lake Chelan was one of their fisheries. Navarre Coulee was one throughway from the Columbia River to Lake Chelan. Others were located at Knapp's Coulee and Chelan Falls. After 1886, parts of the Indian Trail became a narrow wagon road. The flat land and the gentler sloping areas in Navarre Coulee were used for growing alfalfa, hay, orchards, and truck gardens. It was mostly dryland farming. Near the northern end of Navarre Coulee and draining over a cliff was a stream dependent on yearly snowmelt and rainfall known as Buttermilk Falls. Water coming over the falls can still be seen from the road in the spring if there has been enough snowmelt. Sometimes the water from the falls will drain into a ditch alongside the road for a time before it disappears. Navarre Coulee has been called by several names through the years. Early in the 1900s, the residents decided to call it by its Indian name, Tahoma. Then about 1914, they decided to call the area Wells. That didn't last long, and the residents went back to the name of Charles Navarre. Charles ran a ferry across the Columbia River about 1884. Charles sold out to Frank Knapp in 1893, but it continues to be called the Navarre Coulee. The west side of Bear Mountain to the east of Navarre Coulee was valuable for its timber and its creek's water supply. Later, dryland potatoes grew well there. Bear Mountain had several drainage areas that supplied small creeks and springs. Bear Creek had year-round drainage and flowed down the west side of mountain. Deer Creek was on the south side of Bear Mountain and ran westerly into Navarre Coulee. Years of drought and logging of the area combined to dry up those water sources. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.